a press announcement from James Mason. On the evening of March 9th of this year, I was approached by members of the group known as Atom Waffen Division with the request that I make the official announcement of that group's disbanding, effective at once. The reasons behind this decision are a matter of the plainest reality. Over the course of past weeks and months, the level and degree of federal infiltration and the numerous arrests stemming from that have so severely hampered the group's ability to function as a group that it would be pointless to even pretend that anything resembling organizational activity could continue. Aside from that, it is the media hue and cry against the Atom Waffen Division as some sort of terrorist organization that has prompted quasi-legal action to be taken against any who might be identified as members of the group, again, on the federal level. This is not meant to be any kind of political diatribe, but only as a public statement, again, to the effect that the group, which had been known as Atom Waffen Division, has officially been disbanded, effective immediately. We realize that the internet is such that items can exist on it practically into infinity without the control of anyone. And therefore, it is also announced that anything found on the internet henceforth claiming to be or bearing the mark of Atom Waffen Division is to be considered as null and void. Plus, there is awareness of certain rogue elements which in the recent past have claimed to be Atom Waffen Division. These were already denounced publicly by the Atom Waffen Division once or in public fashion and were repudiated then and are repudiated once more here and now. I personally have been identified in the media as having been an advisor to the group known as the Atom Waffen Division, and this decision on their part has my fullest agreement. The painful truth is that despite the reality that the official message of the Atom Waffen Division has been one of not stepping outside of the law with violence or even with illegal threats and conspiracy, internal discipline has been breached far too many times. And that ultimately was what has led to this decision and this announcement. It would be wished that all who are hearing or reading this statement should most seriously take its message deeply to heart.